This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
That's not enough for dinner.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Shut up! I'm all eating it. You're not
eating it. The hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Oh, nice to have you company on a Friday. I'm at Marvel. We're about to see a reserves game here back. Essendon and the Western Bulldogs before the big clash, of course, tonight, Friday Night Football. But before all of that, an hour of the best.
Yes.
Brett Lee. Brett Lee from India.
2 hours, probably.
Well, I'm only doing it now. I'm not having any more to do with it after that. Break artist, looking forward to that as well. And I'm driving the bus there, by the way. Idiot File, Will Anderson.
Yes, Willie. We love Willie.
He's got a big show, of course, at the Comedy Festival. A joke of some degree, but then right smack bang in the middle, 10 grand on the line with Guernsey cash. So, nice, helping. I'm here at Marvel, Oar in the Water. All I can see on this screen is your great big bald head.
Yes. And doesn't it look good today?
No.
Had a shave, looking good. I've dressed
you
up.
You have shaved it.
I've been to lunch, Jimmy. Went out to Caroline Springs.
Caroline Springs?
Brian Lake is coaching. Played there. Played in the Premiership about 4 or 5 years ago.
What were
out
you
there.
Doing out there?
I just went out to say g'day to Brian and help him out, of course. And the Lakers play their first game tomorrow. What about that story?
Help him out. You went out there to help him out.
Brian Lake, Jim. 197 games at the Western Bulldogs, goes to Hawthorn, plays 54 games only, three premierships and a Norm Smith medal in those 54 games. That is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
It is.
I agree.
So good luck to the Lakers there tomorrow and Brian Lake coaching the Lakers. And we got Leroy pushing the buttons.
Speaking of Leroy, he's just in a state of ecstasy back there at the moment. He would be proper Brisbane line nothing, Leroy.
Genuine nuff.
He'd be very excited with what he's seen.
We love a bit of nuff-nuff action.
Have you met Leroy?
Bit of a drive-by last night.
Oh, well done.
Well, you would have deserved it.
Well, let's talk. Rap, 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 rap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Right now. For a tortilla. I'm sorry, a rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Oh, how good were the Lions last night? Just a couple of words, supporter.
Very impressed.
Bloody oath. They were, you know what, their tackles, 82 to 59, Jim, plus 23 in tackles. But that third quarter, when I think Melbourne might have kicked the first goal and you thought, here they come, they just crunched them. They crunched them. Gee, they were good from the get-go, Jimmy boy.
Yep, they were as good as the other mob were bad.
Flat.
That scoreline flatters Melbourne. Yeah. For most of that game, I thought they were poor.
Yeah, and that forward line, they just cannot get it right. They tried, Brown, Petty and Van Rooyen last night. They just can't work it out, can they? Cannot.
No.
So well done to the Lions.
Too good.
Big game tonight.
Big
game. And you're watching the reserves there, which is great. It's Caleb Daniel playing.
Yes, he is.
He is.
He's out here. Yep. So I think teams as named.
Wow.
All of the emergencies are playing in this game.
180-odd games, Premiership, All-Australian, best and fairest. So making some calls there at the Doggies they are. North Melbourne and the Cats, they got a first game in North Melbourne. Tyler Sellers, Jim.
I don't know anything about him.
All right, then he's 21-year-old. He was a supplementary selection period. Anyway, good luck to him.
Good luck to him.
Zerha's not playing. Where's Cam?
He's injured. The Zoo, I'm not sure what he's done wrong, but he's injured.
Cats have a first game of two. Connor O'Sullivan, the boy they picked up in their first round pick from Albury. So good luck there.
Yes.
Wodonga and Albury.
Well done, Leroy. St Kilda have a first game of Hugo Garcia. Good luck to Hugo there. What about the Tigers? I feel for Adam Nuzet. They've had injury after injury after injury. And guess what happened this morning at training?
What happened this morning at training?
Tim Taranto broke his wrist.
No.
Yes. So he's out for 4, 5, 6 weeks.
I was going to say, that's a fairly long termer, that one.
And also Jack Ross, who was playing pretty good footy for him. He's out for 8 weeks with a foot stress fracture.
Eagles a chance?
They are. Well,
that makes them a chance.
Bloody oaf. They are a little chance. Sam Walsh plays for Carlton. That is good news there. NRL, you got that?
Rugby League.
Well, well done. Well all done, over. Larry. Storm will play the Bulldogs tonight, 6 p.m. at Amy Park. The Storm have won their past 12 games at Amy, or they love Amy.
They do.
They should win tonight, so good luck to the Stormers there. A bit of cricket. What about this news floating around, Jim? The Big Bash batter, Josh Brown, has signed with the Melbourne Renegades. Of course.
Oh, I like that.
He was a star at the Brisbane
Heat. Yeah, I did actually
hear
a whisper of that during the season, so I'm not surprised to hear you say that. He can. He makes his own bats and uses them very well.
140 off 57 in the semi and then made 53 off 38 in the final.
Yep.
So a two-year deal at the Renegades, so well done. They got to do something, so that is good.
They do. It's time they did something.
And the golf, please. Jimmy, the Masters leaderboard.
Oh, I love it.
Bryson DeChambeau.
DeChambeau is in the lead. Scotty Scheffler just behind, lurking.
I like him, Jim.
I'm not as big a fan. I find him quite boring. I want someone else to win. Cam Davis, three under, our best.
Yes.
Cam Smith at one under.
Good.
Jay Day, even Adam Scott, or as his mates call him, Ascot, plus one. But they've got holes still to play.
Yes.
And then Min Woo Lee, plus two. And old Jasper Stubbs, the amateur, had a tough day. Very tough place to play as an amateur. And he was plus eight.
Because a bit of rain and storms around.
Yes,
Jasper,
late start.
Stubbsy went as well as our Jasper out here.
He did.
Plus
what?
Eight.
Where is he? Oh, Jas, behind me, saying, what have I done to deserve that drive-by? Yes.
And have a listen to this. A game of NBL over there in America.
NBA, yes.
Thank you, Larry. The game was stopped because someone in the crowd threw a chicken wing onto the court. Have a look.
Pelicans hold on. Driving into Murray. Somebody's thrown something on the floor. 46 seconds to go and a whistle blew. It's a chicken wing.
Oh.
Why would someone throw something that good out on the floor? It's crispy, it's warm,
yes.
And I almost had to go out and I'm so hungry.
I hear your stomach over here growling.
Good commentary. Hey, what also we should say, Jim, O.J. Simpson passed away overnight. Of course, superstar over there in the NFL, and then was charged with the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown, and friend Ron Goldman. But best known for the low-speed car chase, which was broadcast live on national television.
Hundreds of millions of
million,
people.
Yeah.
Well, it says here 95 million people. 95 million people watch that. Can you remember that? Remember in the white van going
down?
Bloody
oath, I can. The SUV.
They had helicopters. They had everything chasing him. It was unbelievable. So he passed away. Yeah, OJ did overnight. Jim?
Was it Caitlyn Jenner? You might have seen Leroy.
Yeah,
Caitlyn Jenner. Good riddance.
Two words. Good riddance.
Wow. You don't see that said too often about someone who's passed, but she was obviously a very good friend of the lady who passed all those years ago. But good riddance, she reckons.
Saw that.
Now, next, a break artist.
Yes, please.
And I'm Brucey Laird. I'm walking out to face the West Indies, and I'm more capable of doing that than you.
Probably are.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Name three of the nine towns in the Macedon Ranges.
Time for Brag Artists. Power up and get 4 for 3 on selected Kumo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power.
Yeah.
Your trusted tyre experts. That's Tyre Power. We open the lines to the Rush Hour family.
Well, just hang on before we get the lines open, Leroy. We always get our own stuff off our chest.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what I've got.
What have you got, Jimmy boy?
It's actually not about me.
Oh.
Even though there's a backlog of stuff I could go with. I'd still be going before the game starts, but I'm not doing it about me today.
Wow.
George Brayshaw, my third son, this time last year had a golf handicap of 23.
23.
Right?
Yes.
And he said to me, Dad, within a year I'm going to be off single figures. Right, so it's Friday.
Yeah.
Monday, start of this week, handicap 4.6.
4.6?
Fat.
How do you do that?
I tell you how you do it. You play golf every second of every day, which is what he's doing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind him getting a job and firing a shot instead of me getting text saying, Dad, I need some money. But anyway,
pick me up.
That aside, that is actually bloody good going.
Yes. For the golfers out there would know, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, within 12 months, he's gone from 23 to 4.6.
So my boy, Max, went from 11 to 18.
He's gone the other way.
Come on, Slapsy.
Slaps. What are you doing, Slapsy?
I'll tell you what I did do, speaking of the kids. My daughter Lucy, she booked me in to see a naturopath.
Oh, how'd that go?
Well, I went and saw her, and you've got to be open, Jim, and
I've been to a naturopath. Yes,
and I said, Luce, I'll listen and I'll do all the things, because some of us sometimes go naturopath, oh, I'm going to have crystals and all that crap.
Yep.
He was very good, very good. Gave me a couple of pills that to take, Jimmy boy.
Blue ones?
Herbs. Mm-hmm. Herbies.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And a bit of powder. And I tell you what, so far so good. So I'll let you know the progress down the road, because I don't know about you, and I'm sure a lot of blokes do this. You get about three or four times for a wee during the night, and it's bloody frustrating. So he's got me on this stuff that he reckons.
So no wees.
Well,
just one
or
not
two.
Three.
Not right. Yeah. So I'm going to let the people know, because there'll be a lot of blokes, I reckon, in the same boat. So, and Leroy's got one.
Just a quick one.
Well, hello, Leroy.
First time ever I tipped 9 out of 9 in the footy tipping last week.
Did you really?
And I've got 10 in a row because Brisbane won last night.
Tipped Brisbane.
I'm on fire.
Oh, Leroy.
Keep going.
All right. Hey, what are we giving away, by
good
the way?
Prizes, Leroy.
What prize are we giving away here, Leroy?
Proud Tasmanian that I am. Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian Gin, the official exclusive gin of LIV Golf Adelaide 2024. You can head to dasherandfisher.com.au and use the code RUSHHOUR for 25% discount today. Drink responsibly. We'll give you a $150 voucher to enjoy that.
Oh, yes. I've got tailor-made golf balls, Jim.
Yeah, box of golf balls, days of sacrificing.
TP5X.
Distance for spin are all over thanks to the all-new TP5 and TP5X golf balls by TaylorMade.
Wow.
Superior spin and unrelenting distance. We love TaylorMade.
By the way, Essendon 3-1-19 Footscray.
Yeah.
They're called Footscray in the VFL.
Are they good?
Just the one behind.
Around the ground.
So 1-3-3-5-3, ring us now and brag your heart out.
Yes. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Guess what I haven't got in my new apartment?
What?
A mirror.
Good. Yeah. I would leave it that way.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Artist Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
Just bought a house.
My brag is I retired this week.
I bought my 12-month-old Australian Bulldog get me a beer out of the fridge.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
Oh, now yes it is.
Get 4 for $3 on selected Kumo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power. Your trusted tyre experts. That's Tyre Power.
Sponsored. Flying.
I am at Marvel, where it's 4-2-26 Essendon to 2-1-13 Footscray. So I'm looking at the screen here. Are we starting with Jace or Ben?
We're going to start with Jason.
Go, Jace. Righto.
G'day, lads. How's it going?
Good. How are you, Jace?
Come on, brag. Brag big and big.
First time caller, long time listener.
Yes.
I just got on to Ticker Tech this morning at 10 o'clock to spend 3.5 hours on there to finally get Chris Stapleton tickets. Bang!
Oh, Chris who?
Chris Stapleton.
Stapleton. Oh, 3.5 hours and you got him.
3.5 hours and I bloody got him. Well, you ripper.
I'm with you, Fat. Who's Chris Stapleton?
Oh, Chris Stapleton's a country American singer. He's bloody awesome.
Country and Western, Jim.
Right, that would be it, Bill. Yeah. Like right, stay there, Jase.
Preston.
Benny's in Preston. Hello, Benny.
That's Ben.
Hey, JB, Fat Leroy. How
hey,
are you?
Benny boy.
Hey, Benny.
What do you got for us, Benny boy?
Yeah, I'm speaking on behalf of my fiancée. She became the first president of Karate Victoria and was the Australian Karate Awards a few weeks ago. And out of 42 awards, she was the only female to get one. So, the girl.
Oh.
Name her Benny.
What's her first name?
Maria.
Maria.
Well done, Maria.
First president of the Karate Victoria. Jim?
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah,
I like just that. Over it, yep.
Coral has got Greg as a resident. Hello, Greg.
How you going, gents?
Coral.
Going beautifully, mate. What are you bragging about?
Well, I'm bragging on behalf of the Apex Club of Corowa.
Yeah.
We're not athletes, but we pushed a wheelbarrow from Corowa to the Baldale Hotel on Good Friday.
Ooh, and?
26 Ks.
Ooh.
Raised 16.5 grand for the Royal Children's Hospital Appeal.
Oh.
That's brilliant,
mate. Well done.
Oh, that is brilliant.
What was in the wheelbarrow?
At one stage, there was a big fat fella called Derek.
Come on, Decker, get out. So 26 Ks to a pub. Did you go and have a beer?
We might have partaked in a couple of frothies at the end of it, yeah.
Well done, Greg.
No,
well
you're
done.
Getting Decker out of there. That's not going to work.
16 grand. That's a great effort. Well done, mate.
That is. Lukey in infield, Fat.
Hello, Lukey.
Hey, lads. How you going?
Good, Lukey. What have you got for us?
I've had curried sausages for lunch every day this week and twice for dinner.
You're so unbelievable. That was good. Oh, can you hear that once, Bill? Leroy, have you got that ready?
I will find it.
The Cremorne Hotel
The Cremorne
curry.
Hotel during COVID. So we're all on Zooms.
Yes.
And have you got it ready for me, Leroy?
Have a listen.
As North Melbourne, I feel now in the context of the 2021 season. And
what's Fat doing?
What was that?
What are you eating? Damn it, Cremorne. What are you eating?
Curried sausages, Jim.
Oh, my God.
They're on the special. Who made the curried sausages, Luke?
I made it. I'm on holiday, so I cooked a batch up and then tucked in during the week.
Oh, how
that's good,
good
work.
Mate, that's good. Well done.
And Fat even ate the potatoes that fell on the ground. Ian from West Hobart. Hello, Ian.
Ian.
Boys, how are we?
Good.
Friday.
What's going on, Ease?
Look, this week, today, in fact, I just laid a 3 metre by 5 metre slab. It's taken me all day to do it. Yeah. I've used magnificent DeWalt tools because I love them. Yes. And I've just cracked, a frothy.
Beautiful.
3 by 5, that's a decent slab.
You done it yourself.
Truck pumped it in, and then I just screeded it and finished it. But I did all the formwork and stuff over the last couple of days, and I just feel like I've played 4 quarters. My body hurts.
Yeah, you would have.
Well done, Ease.
Bloody, that's very good. Right, stay on the line like that. Damo in Bayswater.
Damo.
How we going, gentlemen?
Good, Damo. What do you got for us?
Good. Put my rubbish bin out for the first time this year.
Oh, Damo.
I don't make enough rubbish to put it out.
What? So first time for the year you finally filled the bin?
Yep. Yeah, recycling in the rubbish bin. First time.
You do that. We go through September. Bloody 3 a week.
And then you run down the street and put in other neighbours?
Have a bit of a look down the street. Yeah. See if there's any openings anywhere.
How many people do that at night?
Got to
do that.
Well, especially with the recycling. If you've just had a bit of a strong weekend, Fat, with
some entertaining wine bottles.
That's it. But then you get the chink, 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 and you start looking around to see if the doors are opening. Oh. All right, who is receiving these unbelievable prizes?
Well, the gin can go to Greg from Corowa.
Yeah.
And he can share it with his Apex Club members,
yeah,
I reckon.
That was well done.
That was very brilliant. 16 grand they made. Well done, Greg.
Thank you.
Well done, Greg. You've got the Dasher and Fisher $150 voucher of gin, and you can get your 25% discount by using the Rush Hour discount code at dasherandfisher.au.
And the tailor-made balls goes to Eza, who's just laid a 3x4 metre slab, and he can have a hit of golf.
Oh, that is brilliant. I've got an annual golf tournament coming up next weekend at Scamander on the East Coast. So they might have to get recycled into the prize pack.
Right. These up. Don't worry. They are the best golf ball you'll ever find. So well done to you, and thank you to our great friends at TaylorMade.
Yes.
All right. Nice, Fat.
Well done.
Nice
like
helping.
That.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I think that's one of the more forgettable breaks we've done on this show. Triple M.
Let's meet our next guest.
Our next guest has lived a life most of us could only dream of. Over 300 test wickets, World Cup winner, one of the fastest bowlers on the planet, bass guitarist in a rock band, Andy Bob bounces at Piers Morgan.
It's like pitching one in my heart.
Please welcome Brett Lee.
Oh, what a superstar this man is. Great man to boot and a Toyota ambassador. We're going to get to the Toyota Good for Life cricket raffle shortly, but he joins us from India. B. Lee, welcome.
As I should say, gentlemen, namaste, all the way from India. How are we?
Namaste to you too, Binger, whatever that means. Now, how are you going? You must love this, travelling the world, commentating cricket, and you love India, don't you?
I do love India. I tell you what, if you guys want a rush hour, come and spend an over here in Mumbai. That'll give you a seriously good rush hour. It's awesome over here covering the IPL, so it's been a lot of fun.
Just looking at the standings for the IPL, B. Lee, and we've got special interest. I mean, there are Aussie players everywhere, but got a couple of Aussie coaches, and they're at either end of the spectrum at the moment. The Lucknow Super Giants, which JL's coaching, are third on the standings, but Punter's Mob, I don't even want to say it, are 1-4 and at the bottom of the table.
Wow.
They are. The Delhi Capitals are on 2 points, as you correctly said, 5 games and only 1 win, so... Look, hopefully I actually picked Delhi to be my top four this year. So hopefully they'll get moving along shortly and, you know, get a couple of wins on their belt.
Hey, B, you can't say enough to people who love cricket that you've got to, and I haven't done it myself because of the timing with the footy season, but tell us what it's like to be in a place like Bangalore when Virat Kohli's playing, or you know, MS Dhoni's home ground. What is it like to be in a packed house to watch those superstars play in the IPL?
Look, it's chaotic. You know, you think about playing in different venues. There's one venue over here that houses 120,000 people. And there's probably about 100,000 people waiting to get in as well. So as an example, yesterday I was in Mumbai. It was the Mumbai Indians taking on RCB. And there's about 10,000 people waiting outside your hotel. You know, they're just waiting to get a glimpse of Kohli or whoever it might be from different teams, or Hardik Pandya. And they've got the two buses parked at the front, all stickered up. So you can imagine all the fans getting in front of the bus and getting photos. It's different, Jim. You know, we obviously see what happens at the G and Sydney Cricket Ground, but it's a different comparison. You just can't fathom how many people love sport over here. And 1.5 billion people that love cricket, it's a pretty good combination.
What about yourself? They'd all want to see Binger too, I reckon. Course. Photos and signatures, Bing.
Put a hat on, some sunnies, mate, just go for a walk, get some vitamin D, I try, Billy. No, look, it's great. You know, over here, I've actually brought up a record, so it's my 30th year of coming to India.
Gee.
So a number of passports I've been through. Yeah, I love it. The hospitality and the people, they're so kind, and you get treated like a king.
Now, Jim, I had a look up. I know it's a drip tray pub type of question.
Yes.
But the 10 fastest bowlers in cricket history, okay?
Yep. Yep.
So, Binger, you can just say yes or no. But Shoaib Akhtar, this is fastest bowlers in cricket history. Shoaib Akhtar, 161.3. Second and third,
correct.
Or equal second, was Sean Tate, Brett Lee, 161.1. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what they clocked it as. So, you know, the thing was, facing Shoaib Akhtar, he was quick.
Mm.
And I remember I came on a hat-trick once in Sharjah, and he bowled an in-swinger. It was a beamer. Hit me in the hip, missed my thigh pad and rib guard. I felt like I'd been shot.
Oh. Mate,
yeah, he was rapid.
Yeah.
I thought, B, that the big schloon, Sean Tate, had bowled something clocked at 163 in Perth in a T20 game, but clearly that is wrong. But he, live to me, I've never, because he had no idea where the ball was going. So that makes him even more dangerous.
The big wild thing, like he was rapid. So, you know, we actually spoke about it a number of years ago. And for me growing up, you know, the world record was 160.45 by Tomo.
Yep.
Excuse me. And we had always wanted to achieve that dream, and we'd spoken about it. And for us both to go past 160 Ks, how much further you go? How high is the ceiling? I mean, to achieve that dream for both of us was pretty special.
Well, and Tomo would say that he bowled at 170. Those isn't
180.
Box.
180.
Well,
it gets quick. It's like GST, mate. It gets quick every year.
Jeffrey Robert hit the sight screen, he reckons, with a bouncer. Yep. But anyway, Brett Lee, 161.1 versus New Zealand in Napier in 2005. Probably bowling against Ross Taylor. He played every game, I reckon, I've ever seen New Zealand play. Can you remember Napier and bowling that quick?
Yeah, I do. Those days, and it's like you know, when you go back to sporting careers and different eras, and I guess different categories. There's days where you just feel on, and this day I felt on. You know, the wind was over my right shoulder, the sun was shining. I had a good opportunity to land on the front crease and get some grip, and it just felt good. So, but the hardest thing, boys, is when you know you're hitting up close to 160. You have to go and get a massage at night because my neck was buggered because I kept looking up the bloody side screen to see how quick I was bowling.
Not bad. Is there a young bloke over there now from India that's bowling really quick?
Yeah, there is. A gentleman called Mayank Yadav.
Right.
He bowled 156.7 Ks an hour. Unfortunately, next game he did his side.
Oh.
But look out for him. He's early 20s. He's got good pace. I still think he's got a few Ks up his sleeve too, Jimmy. But the one thing for him, he just got to get fit, and I reckon he'll play a big role for India in the future.
Now, I don't know what, because I'm at Marvel getting ready for Friday Night Football B, so I'm not in the studio. Are we having a break and coming back, or we're just keeping on going?
We're going to a break here. We'll
I'll go break. All right. Hang around, please, the great B. Lee. More to come with the champion next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, that's it. I did a lot of work, Dad. You just couldn't give a
Brett Lee, yes, who is Toyota ambassador and supporter of the Toyota Good for Cricket raffle, which broke its fundraising record of raising $1 million for local cricket clubs.
Wow. Oh, that is ridiculous, Brett Lee. Well done to you and everyone concerned. That's amazing.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's a great initiative that Toyota do, you know, the Good for Cricket raffle. So anyone that plays for a local club, and we know it's generally all people that donate their time, and we want to make sure that boys and girls have got the opportunity. I guess that we had Jimmy growing up and chance to hopefully go on to play first class cricket. But what they do is they have a Good for Cricket raffle, and every single dollar goes back into their club to support their local club. And yeah, to raise over $1 million for going back to our local clubs is incredible.
Oh, that is incredible. Really multifaceted, by the way, B. Lee Willis.
What does that
not
mean?
Not only does the incredible commentary, yes, and then the Toyota ambassador, also the Sydney Brew Company.
Oh.
And these were beers that were dropped into the Triple M commentary box during the summer. And I'm telling you right now,
good,
well worth a visit. Beautiful drop. So we appreciated that. And also, of course, the front man. Well, the old sweet cheeks, Richard Cheekwee thinks he is, but Brett Lee's actually the front man of Six and Out and four big shows during the summer, B.
Yeah, we did the ESPY in Melbourne, ooh, which is a great pub.
Yeah.
We did the RSL at Paddington, across the road from the SCG, after the Sydney test. We did the Gov in Adelaide, another great pub.
Yes.
And then the Bridge back in Sydney, where all the local and international bands play for, you know, like the Angels and Screaming Jets alike. And we love it, mate. We play for fun.
Well, speaking about the Screaming Jets, before I get to them, our great mate Brad McNamara, the guitarist, my understanding is you're moving him further and further off the stage and actually unplugging, yep, his guitar, so he's just standing there. But speaking of the Screaming Jets, we just went to gather round for all the games played in Adelaide B for the AFL.
Oh, yeah.
And one night I went to see my wife in the bar, and sitting with her was Katie Gleeson, who's the much, yep, better half of Dave Gleeson. And I was reminding her of a night that you and I caught up with Gleeson. I reckon it was in Brisbane. And we'll just hit this for a start, Leroy.
Oh, here we go. Jim?
So at this stage, Fat, the personality tablets had kicked in, yeah, certainly with me.
You'd had a couple.
So, and B's actually a very accomplished musician, so he and Gleeso are chatting. And I said, Gleeso, I reckon I can do on this dinner table
the drum
intro to Better.
Oh, no, you
so idiot. I'm getting my hands and I'm giving to the ding, ba, ding, ba, ding, ba, da, da. And B and Gleeso are looking at me like, what do you think you're doing? And Gleeso turned to me, Brett, beat in, and said to me, don't give up your day job, even though I don't know what that
he
is.
Did. Yeah. He did, mate. But you know what? It's a really hard intro, because it's almost like it goes to a double kick drum at the start there, and if you're slightly off, it just wrecks up the whole intro. But, mate, you know what, Jimmy? Are. I love the commitment from you, mate.
Who is in Six and Out? Cheekwee, yourself, Shane, brother Shane?
Brother Shane, Gavin Robertson, and Brad McNamara.
Oh, there you go.
And my little brother Grant, who's got all the musical talent in the family.
Oh, there you go. Oh, beautiful.
In fact, they were getting bloody thousands in, like, well, big houses, big crowds.
Well, even had some of the players come along and watch a binger.
Yeah, we did in Adelaide. We had the entire Australian cricket team. So someone, I don't even know what we charged for a ticket. I'd give them away, to be honest, but... Yeah. They paid their $30 and they got to meet the entire Australian cricket team. So that was a pretty good gig for them.
They were all good, well behaved.
Oh, of course. Of course, Billy.
Always are. Hey, we love what you do, mate. I know you're very busy over in India covering the IPL. We look forward to that tournament wrapping up and seeing you back in Oz, and a massive summer here with the Indian team, Team India, coming, which will be superb.
Yeah, likewise, boys, and love the Rush Hour. Always love listening in.
Good on you. Bingo Lee, what a star.
Oh, man, champion.
Superstar.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
How do you feel when Bill keeps zipping his zip up and down into the mic?
Do I do that?
Yeah, you do that.
It is the Rush Hour with JB and Bill on Triple M, thanks to Ford Ranger. Wouldn't you rather be driving Australia's number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover why at your local Ford dealer.
With its built Ford tough DNA, engineered Ranger is renowned for its blend of capability, performance and technology, Jim.
Yes, I love it. It's a beautiful looking truck. So get stuck into the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling car. Now, by the way, just give me a little quick intro here for the game.
As we check scores from other grounds.
Essendon 6339, Footscray 5636. Just 3 points separating these two in the reserves.
A ring-a-ding-ding.
It is a ring-a-ding.
Now, go to the boundary.
$10,000.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Guernsey cash, Jim.
Guernsey cash, $10,000 on the line. The last one we're doing for this week.
Yes.
So 133353, ring us now if you want to be a part of the biggest prize available on radio.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We just forget where we actually talk, don't we?
Well, we talk a lot.
Too much. Before I get to Guernsey cash, because that's coming up, we've just got to make sure we got our man.
Yeah.
Footscray 5737, Essendon 7345.
Well done.
That's at Marvel, the reserves fat. I like this.
I do. Everyone likes the reserves, going along, having with the players there. And you said everyone on the emergency list is playing, no change.
No change. Wow, so teams as named is what we can take out of that.
So Caleb is out there.
Caleb's out there, yep, and getting plenty of it too. Roy Lobb's out there.
Caddy?
Sardis is out there. Who else is? Wiedemann's out there.
How's Caddy going?
No, Caddy's getting a little bit of it. Oh, they're out the back here. The Bombers. This is going to number 83. Got no idea who he is.
Calling,
run into
call
an open goal and go bang.
Bang.
Sausage. It's now 8-3 to 5-7. All right, who we got to play Guernsey cash?
Daniel from Lilydale. Oh, here he is. G'day, Daniel, son.
Hey boys, how you going?
Good. Oh, are you in the car? I'd stop, Daniel.
Yes.
Mate, I'm hands free. It's all good.
Well, you're up for $10,000 here. You've got to concentrate,
Dan, man.
I'm in the Burnley tunnel. I'm not going very far.
Righto. Who do you barrack for?
Richmond.
Oh, they've had another injury. Tim Taranto. Geez, they've had the curse of bad luck.
We cannot catch a break this year with injuries.
We just got one. Now, tell us, what would you do with the $10,000 there, Daniel, son?
My fiance and I got some good news during the week, so just tuck it away until that little ray of sunshine comes out, hopefully.
Ah, congratulations.
So not married and you're having sex, right?
Would have thought. Now,
you were as well,
No, you're wrong there, Dan, he wasn't. Now, what are the rules here? Leroy, you've got them in front of you?
Yes, I've got to read these word for word. 30 seconds on the clock. We'll read out a current or former AFL player and their team, and you'll need to tell us which number they wore for that team. Some players have had multiple numbers for that club, and we'll accept either. You can pass, and we'll come back to you if there is time. We have to accept your first answer, which is a new clause, I believe. Get all 10 Guernsey numbers correct, and the $10,000 is all yours, and the timer starts as soon as JB reads out the first player.
All right, are we ready to go, Dan, man?
Come on, Dan.
Let's go, boys.
All right, Matthew Kennedy Carlton.
7.
Cade Chandler Melbourne.
14.
Ned McHenry Adelaide.
35.
Taylor Giray Western Bulldogs.
7.
Nick Smith Sydney. Pierce Hanley, Brisbane.
9.
Peter Bell, Fremantle.
That shit out. Fair. 1. You got 1. Matthew Kennedy, the first one, Daniel. Chandler's 37, not 14. Ned McHenry's 25, not 35. Taylor DeRay is 15, not 7. Nick Smith at Sydney was 40. And Pierce Hanley, you said 9. It could be 11 or 42. Mate, the last three blokes, they've been terrible in this, Jim.
What about Fats Pracy on the performance? Fair dinkum, Daniel, that was shit out.
Should have pulled over.
Daniel, how would you rate yourself there?
-10.
Yeah. But we got something for you, mate.
What have we got for Dan, man, please?
We're getting some golf balls.
Golf balls.
Thanks to our good friends at TaylorMade.
Yep. Yes. And I'd get those golf balls used before your ray of sunshine arrives.
Exactly.
All right, well done. Thanks for being a part of it.
Jim, we need some...
Nah, that wasn't any good.
The last three have been poor.
What's happened? Fallen off a bloody cliff.
Exactly. Come on. Right. It might be hard, actually. We might have to chat to Onion and just say, they're bloody hard.
Mate, we just take the pedal down a touch. Exactly. All right, now, Fat.
Yeah.
A big hour coming up, as I said.
Who we got?
Will Anderson, not far away.
Idiot file, I see.
Idiot file next.
2 minutes.
I've heard it, and my suggestion, it goes for five. Mm. Do not go anywhere.
Poor Fat.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You were trying to be a smart ass.
I was.
And when it backfires on you, I love it.
Yeah.
Now, Leroy, you heard this, so I'm not making this up.
Yes. What are you making up?
The idiot file goes 5 minutes.
Yes.
Fat, just before in that song, said to us, Maddie told me it was 4 minutes and they've cut it down to five. Did he say that?
That is true.
That is exactly what you
don't
said.
Make up stuff that we talk about during the ad break.
But it was actually 8 minutes cut down to five.
That's Shut up, it. Leroy. Bendigo bound.
This I love, and not only do I love it, but the family love it. Hit it, Leroy.
And the IPA of IPL. Did you watch this last night?
IPA.
That's a beer.
Yep, that's a beer.
Just shut up and listen. The Australian Cup at Flemington tomorrow. Big, big race. Mr. Brightside and Pride of Jenny, the two favourites there.
Tomorrow or Saturday?
It's even Saturday.
Probably Saturday, yeah. That one, yeah.
Get back to real friendships, Jenny. Get back to real...
Did you call me Ginny? Can you please make sure...
Come on, we've got to do these.
To Maddie, please.
We've got to do these. Come on. Get back to real friendships, Jimmy boy. Real teamwork and real skills in the 2024. And real skins.
Oh, my God.
How's this rad read? Paddy Cummins, 2 for 35. That wasn't bad because the poor old open bowler for the Indians...
Open bowler.
What is he then?
Opening bowler.
Well, guess what I've got on my running sheet here. Running sheet here.
What have you got?
We were pissed. We'd been to the What's the Catch?
Yeah, we were.
And we're walking out of the Gabba.
Gabba. What this is? Train wreck.
And they're going to boycott some clubs, maybe, Damo.
Yeah, it's a dangerous path to go down that one, I reckon, when footy clubs go down that way, because you can then... They can actually work even more.
Clubs, what do you mean?
Media-wise. They're not going to give their players up for the media.
Which has got nothing to do with boycotting clubs.
Yeah.
Boycotting media outlets.
Media outlets.
Media outlets.
I was
trying to help you through it, yeah.
Hey, just happened to know.
Are the pressure under Adelaide, or on Adelaide even, under everywhere, it's a well-known tongue twister. You got to tell me, who picked a peck of pickled peppers? Well, it's Peter Piper. Picked a peck of peppers. No, I think Rocker and McKernan. But then they've actually got really good fighters. They've actually got blokes can fight. They're going for world records and things like that.
World records.
No, what sort of mix fat in?
We had to wear the mouth guards this week.
Oh.
Get real serious, Bill.
Oh, the mouth guards. Remember that? The good old days in the case, Aiden. You're not. No training this week. Bring your bloody mouth guards.
No training, bring your mouth guards. Yep. How does that work?
Well, no footy training because you just had that one-on-one on. How do you spell your premier's name?
Come on, Fat.
Melanaskis.
P-E-T-E-R.
All right, how do you spell Melanaskis? How do you spell your premier's name? Peter Melamanaskis. The Bernie Vine over Vince Oval. We got the $100 cash. The $500's gone, of course, and thanks to Harvey Norman, you got a beef eater, bug barbecue.
Sorry, Lockie.
Hey, we got a T-shirt, a James Brayshaw short T-shirt.
Brayshaw.
Border Town, lovely spot. Anyone been to the Border Town Airport? There's nothing there, Jim.
Oh, no.
There's nothing there.
Is that where they've got the giant koala?
Oh, no, that's Dadwells or something.
Dadwells,
something.
Dad's Bridge.
Yeah, that's it. So anyway, go. Okay.
What's the prize?
$200.
Good question.
What is it, Billy?
Thirsty camel again, is it?
$200 Netherlands store.
Netherlands.
Netherlands store, you idiot. They're great sponsor. Is that right, Zoe?
Maybe Netherlands.
Zoe, is it? Where's he? What's he got?
You still
got
to do the credit and throw to the song.
What's he got to do?
Yeah, come on, Bill.
Going to be long.
We're live at the district. Are we having fun at the district?
It's not the credit yet.
Watch every game live and free this footy season at the District Level 1 Sky City, Adelaide.
And the Neverland credit.
And the Neverland. Yeah. Oh, you can't.
Neverland.
When you want good gear, get in the Netherland. They got the best gear and it's at world price. It is fantastic.
It's at world price.
Let's go. Which Sandsville club is reportedly pursuing a 20th
reportably.
AFL?
Probably.
Pursuing
68 games, Aaron.
Shadlock.
Shadlock.
For Brisbane, did he?
He played 57 for Brisbane and 11 for Port.
Did he?
Shadlock.
Shadders.
An Aussie boomer, Dante Exum, made a game try buzzer beating three pointer this morning, Jim. Get 4 for 3 on selected Kumo.
Yes. Passenger.
A bit of movement in the Sheffield Shield in cricket, Jim.
Right, yes.
Matt Kuchner.
No.
No, that's the actor. Matt Kuchman.
There's actually no one called Matt Kuchman.
Kuchman. Oh. I also want to thank all the supporters of the
supporters.
Game. Do you know him?
No, I don't.
You have never heard of him?
I've heard the name.
Big boy from Perth.
Right. Colton.
Colton Thirstrop.
Thirstrop.
But what? How exciting.
Well done. And good luck to Colton.
Colton. He's in Carlton,
he's
but
taken
Colton.
The H from the last name and he's put it in the first.
Colton. Hey, Rab. Good win, that. Harley Rasso opened the scoring.
Haley,
yep.
So the Matildas now play China in two more friendlies in Adelaide and Sydney. On May 31 and June the 3rd.
He's battling.
What about the Vixens? Who have we picked up? Rudy Ellis.
Ellis, yes.
There's an eye there.
By the way, your joke is all thanks to our mates at Tyre Power, your trusted tyre experts.
Kumo.
Mm-hmm.
Tyres, 3 for 4.
4 for 3.
Oh, 4 for 3.
That's it.
3 for 4. Jeez, you'd be disappointed with that transaction.
4 for 3.
You go to drive your chariot out, there's only 3 tyres on there.
You get 4 for 3, Jim, you idiot. Now, I just want to tell you where I went last night. I went to the circus, Jim.
The circus.
It's out there at Flemington. Plenty of cars. Space if you want to park there.
That's the first thing you're going with is there's plenty of car space.
There is, because that's what you worry about with a circus.
What sort of circus?
It's the big spectacular one they do every year.
Right.
The good
What's
one.
It called?
It's called Cirque du Soleil. That's it. And they have a theme, and this one is Lucia. But there's just performances, things going on. Girls in hoops are running around. There's jugulars. There's
jugulars.
There's
performances and jugulars.
Oh no, Tim.
Now, Fat.
What? Have a spell.
What's going on?
Hey, that outside broadcast last week. We've got to talk about that over there
Fat,
in Adelaide. I'm
not
sure. What's
going
we
on
do.
With your performance?
Did he call you Jenny at one point?
Yeah, Jenny. No,
Jenny.
Yeah, he did. Call me Jenny. And the thing is, Leroy, people say to me all the time, they go, the edit file, that's obviously made up. No one can speak that poorly. I go, no, he does speak that poorly. And what it does is it saps the rest of our confidence.
Oh, so you're...
I start worrying about actually whether I can speak properly after I hear Fat.
What about Matty? He has to cut it up and put it together.
It's like a disease. It just spreads.
Matty's got to go to a desert island every year for a couple of weeks.
He's not allowed out
just
of
to recalibrate.
I haven't seen him for 3 weeks. He hasn't come out of that box. He doesn't get
too
out.
Busy cutting up your mistakes.
Oh, my God. Will Anderson not far
Any
away, Leroy?
Mirrors at home, Leroy?
I've made a mistake today, have I? Been pretty good. And the Friday huddle, don't forget, too, tonight, of course, big game at Marvel. The Dogs take on the Bombers. Mm. Howie Das, Damo Brownie, and the Chiefster. Chieftain's going to be there as well.
The Chiefster, there's one.
It's a rush hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I got the arse from KFC because I talk too much.
I lost my job at KFC for eating too much.
Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour welcomes the stars of this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
I live in America half the year and I was there just after the election and this guy came up to me in a show and he was like, oh, I'd never move to Australia. Too many dangerous animals. I was like, look around your country, mate. At least the dingoes don't have guns. I'm fine.
Please welcome Will Anderson.
Oh, here he is. The great man's in the house. I'm very sorry I'm not there with you, Willis. I'm in the house of the Bulldog tonight.
Mate, I'm happy that you're there. I hope the Bulldogs it's going to make it to the house of the Bulldogs tonight. We're okay against the Bombers.
This mate, no one of your last 10.
Yeah, this feels like, I mean, I don't want to, I don't lock anything in anymore. This is the new way under the Bulldogs.
Is it?
The unpredictable Bulldogs.
Unpredictable.
Bevo's Bulldogs.
Well, you're dropping premiership players and best and fairest. You must be going all right.
You know what? That's what I've got. I'm leaning into that, Bill.
Yeah.
I've gone away from the media narrative that the Bevo, like, he's just in his own kingdom where he does whatever he wants and no one can understand it. No. There is method behind the madness. This is, he's playing four-dimensional chess. You know those people who are still convinced that Elon Musk knows, you know, he's going to bring back Twitter? You know, those people. I like to think of that with, like, Bevo, that everything you do, it's just like it's a four-dimensional chess move. Caleb Daniel, he's the tiny little rook. You just got to move him out, but then he's going to sneak around at the back.
Yes.
He'll attack you from behind. Right. It'll all work out fine, Bill.
I'm coming around. Did you get invited to a coterie group?
Mate.
Are you going tonight?
Mate, it's not tonight. No, I'm not going to the game tonight. I've got to work.
Well, look,
that's what I'm in here to plug, Bill.
Oh, we got to plug
remember?
Your show.
Melbourne International Comedy Festival was literally in the introduction they played 30 seconds ago, mate.
Will Legitimate. Whatever.
Oh, God.
Get an easy name, Will. It's
give it
Will.
Give it another go, Billy.
Will Legitimate.
Oh, that's actually pretty bad. Good, mate. Well done.
How's it going? All right, because we won't talk about the coterie group. Looks like you've got the ask.
You know what? No. The first function for the coterie group, like power broker. You're talking to a power broker, Bill.
Yes.
I want to know why. How?
Well, the first function of this coterie group is the night after the comedy festival closes.
Oh,
how do you think
stuffed.
I'm going to be?
You'll be...
That's my Mad Monday, Bill.
You'll come in with a couple of gags.
I'll have a lot of ideas for Bevo, I imagine.
How do you go, Willis? Like, I obviously went from a time with North where I had to watch every second of every game for about 11, 12 years.
Yes.
And then stopped being in that role, and now I'm no different to any other supporter. Now, your team is much more accomplished at the minute than mine, but do you get to the point, which I do pretty regularly at the minute, where I just go, I can't watch any more of this. I actually cannot watch any more, and I go and do something else.
Well, the thing about North Melbourne, though, like, Jim, is like if they told you which of the 2.5 quarters they'd play well in, you could just tune in for those, because for 2.5 quarters of every 4 quarters they play, they look like one of the best teams in the competition.
Yep.
They just spread that over 4 quarters. That's the problem.
I know.
It's what you get with kids. So you just got to build on that. Next week, next season will be 3 quarters and then 4.
Well, you know what my problem is, Bill? Like, and
Well,
I've got a lot of problems. Yes, you're right. You know what my problem in relation to the conversation we were having is, Bill?
Yes, Bill.
Is that people think I know what's going on with Bevo. Well, the amount of people who come up to me going, what's going on with Bevo? I'm like, I don't know what's going on with Bevo.
Do I talk to
Bevo? Yeah. Haven't talked for a while.
Have you?
But this coterie event, I've got a lot of thoughts. Got a lot of thoughts about where Aaron Norton should be playing that I'm sure he will be glad to hear.
Oh, he hasn't heard that before. You know he hadn't heard play him down back.
No. Not from everybody else in the football community.
The show going?
Yeah,
well,
I know the festival.
Yeah, thank you, James.
How's it going?
How is it going?
Yeah, it's been going about 2 weeks, week and a half.
What do you reckon I would be like if I came in here and said it was going shit house?
Yeah.
Like, honest.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, be honest.
Like, I was just like, really not going as well as it used to be honest. I'm a middle-aged guy, not quite as hip or relevant, you know. It's a culturally festival for young people. People are doing quirky stuff that I don't understand on TikTok.
Well, that's
and I'm
good.
Trying to tell some old story about getting a colonoscopy and stuff, mate. I'm not the hippest and most relevant that I've always been, but it possibly is the best show I've ever done, I reckon.
It is.
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's a really fun show. I found out something about my dad that I didn't know, and so that forms the whole, like, whole show is kind of about that. But it's also about turning 50 and my dad turning 80 and, you know, growing up on the farm and all that stuff. It's actually a really, I mean, it's like, I really love the show. It's really been really fun to do.
So it's the best show you've ever produced.
Oh, what would I tell you, Bill?
Well,
what would I tell you?
Well,
like,
I
seriously,
like
mate, of course I'm going to come in here and tell you it's the best show I've ever done.
Well,
there's no point me telling you the show from 3 years ago. You can't get in a time machine. Of course this is the best show that I've ever done.
Well, but you know how on Kilda Road, out the front of the old Triple M, there used to be those white vans that sold speakers that would just turn up and go, I've got a set of speakers.
What happened to them?
Bill bought about 8 sets.
I bought some jackets once, leather jackets. And I showed my daughter and she said, you dickhead! Jeez, I bought 2. He sucked me into 2. The leather jackets. Because they had the good name on them,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Gazman or something. But
So I was saying that to you, Will, as an analogy.
Yeah.
And Fat actually did it.
Yeah.
All right.
We need to take a break.
Will Anderson to stick around.
I need some tips and tricks.
Yes, you do. Badly.
I need a lot of things, but just those two.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, I've had enough.
With the Melbourne International Comedy Festival on now until April 21. You can book at comedyfestival.com.au and go and see this man's show, Will Legitimate.
Well done.
Will Anderson's here with us.
He is. He's probably our favourite comedian, by the way.
All time.
He's on all the time. We love him. Do you have a meet and greet and go around and shake hands and get photos with your... Well, the people that come and watch
you? Not running for election, Bill.
Well, it'd be nice for you to do that, Will.
Why would that be nice for me to do that?
Well, some girls just laugh for 45 minutes at your joke.
Mate, there's been a transaction that has taken place. It's the one that we all agreed to, which was that they paid money to sit and listen to me talk for an hour in a row.
Just come
and then they get to go home and I get to go home out of separate entrances.
You want a photo or something? Come on, Will. You can build on that. That's something you look at next year.
What am I meant to be doing?
Like
meeting people after the show.
They got the sign there. Tops.
How many people do you think come to my show, Bill? There's 1,000 people in that theatre every night.
1,000?
1,000.
Oh, shit, you're going that well.
Yeah.
How much do they pay you? I'm going to work this out. 1,000 at what?
I don't know. Somewhere between $28 and $60, depending on.
We'll say $40.
Okay.
It's $40,000 a night, Jim. That's a good little cash.
You know, and the great thing is, Bill, they give me the venue for free and they just throw in all the stuff. So I don't have to do anything about any of that stuff.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Why do you reckon he's one of Australia's best?
Well, I didn't know he had 1,000 at $40. Wow.
No, if you want some cheap tickets, mate, I can arrange you some. There's a guy in a van out on the street.
Jacket. Now, I want to know how it all started because I tell a joke and...
How did yours start, Bill? Yeah. Like, what was the first joke that you ever told? When did you get the idea that telling a joke was a good idea?
Well, we used to do this show and we just finished at about 1:45 and gave the audience nothing for 15 minutes. So one day I said, why don't we do something...
What if we gave them less than nothing?
Well,
I've got an idea.
You know what
it's even worse.
What are you going to have
just
for
nothing at all?
What are you going to have for dinner? And people used to ring in and say we're having a roast tonight and all that. It wasn't bad. People loved that.
Did they?
Wasn't that successful?
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Then we started
the joke. Literally sounds like the definition of phoning it in. What's for dinner? Last 15 minutes. What's for dinner? We'll just take some calls.
Mum's meatloaf and all that. Like, it was beautiful. It sounded
stuff.
Really.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we decided on a joke, but I tell you what, after 11 years, it's hard to come up with a new one, a clean one that's not hurting someone or offending someone.
Yeah, that's true.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
So they've been rehashed a couple of times. So.
Oh, as in you've gone back to a joke that you've already told before?
Once, twice, or maybe three times.
Okay.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying today is?
No.
Is a best of? Is this a joke that you have used before and that you are taking back for a second go? Because that's all right. That's, you know what, Bill? There's a story in my show that I told in the first show that I ever did I'm telling to revise from a different perspective that story, right? I'm looking it through my eyes now as opposed to my eyes when I was 20 years old. You could do that with your jokes. You can reimagine, like, it's a different perspective. It's a different Bill. You're a different person to when you told that joke 3 years ago or 5 years ago. Therefore, the joke.
Different perspective.
Yeah, right? So you're bringing a different life experience to the table, right?
Yes, beautiful.
It's not just the jokes. It's the life experience of the comedian that makes the joke. It's the person telling the joke that informs, you know, whether the joke is truly funny. So you've got to bring the new Bill to the table when you tell this joke, and that will take you to the next level with this joke. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, he doesn't.
Of course he doesn't. I know. Halfway through me saying that, you just started staring at your fingers.
No.
Like, literally just staring at them in front of your face like you needed to see something you could understand more than the words that were coming out of my mouth.
What you just experienced is a daily occurrence for me. It's Bill's head just goes to a place and his eyes get all vacant and you think...
No, he said...
JB, I had him. I had him on the hook. I felt it tug on the little string. I was like, I reckon he's listening to me. And then suddenly the hand came up and you just started staring at your fingers in front of your eyes. And I was like, I've lost him.
Oh, my goodness.
But how long did it take for you up on stage, like a footballer? I reckon it's about 50 or 60 games, Jim, when they feel confident enough. How many gigs would have taken you?
Oh, you know what, Bill? I'm going to say this sincerely. That's a pretty good question.
I would have thought.
Yeah, and so I reckon you need about 100 gigs to work out whether you can do it or not. Like,
100?
I wouldn't say to anyone, like, make up. If you love it, You know, like there's those footy players who go and play in the, well, you know, you've got one of the all-time greats down at Geelong who just took a little bit longer to get there, but once you get there, you're amazing.
Yes.
Like, I reckon you can't tell in the first 100. If you really think you're good at it or you're doing something, do 100.
Yeah.
I reckon by 100, you've probably worked and out you whether would, you should keep doing it or not.
You would have done some shitty joints, wouldn't you, and small joints, but you've got to do all that.
Yeah, mate. I did a show one night to two people, and at one stage, one of them went to the toilet. I was like, do I wait?
What do I do?
Do you know what I mean? Like, it feels weird that half the audience has left that I should keep going, but they're not going to understand the rest of the show.
So you've got to do the tough yards, don't you?
Mate, you've got to do the tough yards, and I'm sure I'll have to do them again.
No,
once
not.
On the way up or once on the way back down.
You will not. You're established. Whereas Fat, he did a speaking gig for 10 people just recently. He went and sat down at the table with them.
Oh, well, it was closer. I was more, it felt like part of the family.
Yeah, yeah. And is that how that was advertised, the dinner?
No,
with
there was
Bill?
Meant to be
no,
300.
Yeah, right. And then the bloke come up and said, we're running a bit short here. Your money's a bit
tough for me if I got to the comedy theatre tonight and there was only 10 people there. And I was like, you know what, let's just go down to Schnitz.
That's what we did. I sat on the table with them and they could ask questions as we went around. And the money wasn't all there.
Yeah, no.
I had to cut back a bit, which I was happy to do for the poor footy.
Oh, no, you're happy to do? When when they didn't make any money out of the event, you were happy not to either.
So, well, I've got a joke for you, right?
Okay, all right, let's go with a joke.
This is not the real joke because I think we've got to get one from the family later on, Jim.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So stand by as I get it off here. Paddy called the RSPCA today and said, I've just found a suitcase in the woods containing a fox with four cubs.
Oh, okay.
Hang on, don't say that. Just let me go. Uh-huh. That's terrible, said the RSPCA officer. Are they moving? I'm not sure, said Paddy, but that would explain the suitcase.
It's not
bad. Are they moving? Look at him. He can't talk.
So, Willis.
Firstly, you've got to get to the punchline before people have already worked it out. Like, that one was...
That's like
if it's that obvious...
No one
if
else
the joke
did.
Was that obvious, you have to get to the punchline before... you were halfway through. You're like, are they moving? So, and I already knew what the punchline of that joke was.
So the delivery's got to speed up.
I would have thought so.
All right. Well, he didn't get it, and I bet you she didn't out there, so we don't
now
get any
just pointing
of it.
Fingers.
Yeah, exactly.
That's always good for a comedian to do. Just stand there and go, you didn't get it, neither did you.
But it's not a bad gag. It's all right. Like you could use that. Yeah. Just start that tonight.
I
next time you and I see each other at a public establishment, I know what's going to happen already. You're going to say, Jim, let me buy you a beer. I never knew the pain you had to endure every day.
Well, I just think there was two options for me. I could have come into the studio today or I could have come down to Marvel where you are, Jim.
And
they've brought me in here.
Because you're happy with Fat, aren't you? You like working with me, Willie. Will Legitimate.
Yep, it's Will Anderson's best show. You can catch it at the Comedy Theatre. Will Legitimate, get your tickets at comedyfestival.com.au.
He's still got a week, 2 weeks to go, two weekends and next week.
Yes, thank you, Bill.
Righto.
Nine shows. Yes.
And bloody good.
Have you
bloody
learned something good from Will there? Your joke's coming up next.
He lost me.
Stick around. It's Billy's joke, best joke ever on the Rush Hour coming up, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That coming from you. You're telling someone to get off the donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, Billy, get your own fat guts.
It's a Rush Hour with JB and Bill on Triple M, proud partner of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. From March 27 to April 21st, treat yourself to a laugh at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Don't miss out on the program. Book your laugh at comedyfestival.com.au and we're hoping to have a laugh very soon, Bill, with one of your jokes.
Well, not one of mine, one of the Rush Hour listeners' jokes that we've been going with all week.
Right, okay.
And it's from Damien.
Well, yesterday you told one of the listeners and it was poor, so then you went with one of your own that worked.
Yes. And I think this is okay. It's a bit of fruit in it, Jim.
Oh, hello. Ooh.
It's a longish one.
Longish.
Just bear with me, but a bit of fruit, okay?
All right. Bit of Fruity Friday action coming up.
Exactly.
To wrap up the week here on the Rush Hour, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival until April 21st. Book now at comedyfestival.com.au. Damo's joke is coming up next.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Monday, Damo Barrett is coming in. Yes. Looking forward to that. Stevie Apple. Baker.
Oh,
have not heard from Stevie Baker for a long time.
It's tough and hard.
Tough and hard. Friday huddle follows us, of course, here before the Western Bulldogs take on the Bombers.
Yes.
Well done, Leroy.
Yes.
Well done. Nice job Chopping done by best. You.
Well, he's very happy, of course, with these lines getting over the line.
Yes.
What are you going to do tonight? Have a beer?
I'll have a couple of frothies tonight, good Bill, just because I know I'm going to have a good weekend because Brisbane's won on a Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Come at me.
Righto.
All right.
Well
done. That's enough from you, Roy.
Exactly.
All right. So a joke coming up, Fat. Let's go.
It's Tyre Power's power-up sale, so you get the power to buy three, get one free on selected Kumo passenger car and SUV tyres at Tyre Power.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now?
Or not.
Grow up. At least not on purpose. Oh. All right, camera here.
I'm looking. Geez, you're looking. You've got lovely green eyes.
Looking
Jim.
Good.
Rush Hour listener, this is from Damien. And it could be a tipping point here with the Rush Hour listener jokes, Jim.
Oh, no.
Have a look.
He's checking out the tipping point today, JB. He's,
one he's day, Beryl and Mavis, who are in their 80s, Jim, were sitting at the park bench.
Yes.
Having a smoke of their preferred Camel brand cigarettes. So having an old Camel, Jim. Not the thirsty kind of Camel. That's not bad by Damo, he's put in here. Suddenly it starts raining, which will ruin their cigarettes. So Mavis pulls out a condom from a handbag and puts it over the smoke to keep it dry.
Oh, no.
Beryl thinks that is a great idea. So later that day, she goes down to Chemist Warehouse. Well done, Damien. Goes down to Chemist Warehouse to purchase a packet to keep on hand for if it rains when she's smoking, Jim. She goes to the counter, asks the young girl there, can I have a packet of condoms? The young girl at the counter is quite shocked with the request given her age, but didn't want to make her feel uncomfortable, so promptly asks the lady, Beryl, what size do you want? Beryl was unsure about the size. She just said, something big enough to fit on a Camel.
Oh, no. Oh, Jace. Jace. I'm not sure that's where we're going.
Did he have a bit of a chuckle, Jace? Did he?
Jace has got a chuckle.
Oh, Jace likes it.
Jasper's behind me. He's also chuckling.
He's laughing.
Big enough to fit on a Camel.
I think.
But not the animal, the cigarette.
No,
I see.
No, yes, Jim. We don't have to explain it.
Okay, then, Bill.
That's through new eyes, a different perspective, that joke.
I see.
Because I got that from Will.
Oh, you did not.
Anyway.
So that was Damo's joke.
That was Damo's joke, not mine.
Just a reminder, power up and get 4 for 3 on selected Kumo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power, your trusted tyre experts. That's Tyre Power.
Yeah.
Getting behind your joke, Bill.
Leroy.
Button.
What are we doing? No!
See?
Jake said yes.
Oh, no.
Plastic.
Bam, boom. It is plastic, actually. I thought you'd give me another. Bam, boom, well done. I think that's the first one you've ever given me, by the way, Leroy.
I'm usually on JB's side.
You are.
No, usually. That wasn't bad. Not bad, Damo. Not bad.
Bit long.
Damo, bit long. Exactly.
Bit long, yeah.
And the Camel. And
anyway, go north.
Yes. No. Who wins tonight?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Anyway, have fun, Jim.
Shut up, Leroy. You'll be in Bendigo quick smart.
Bendigo.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023. Triple M.